From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. The Sutton Fair takes place this weekend at the fairground in Georgina. Mayor Margaret Quirk joined Dan Pollard to give a heads up for anyone driving there.
More people are using that Queen Street exit out than was anticipated. That's what it boils down to. And you should see today, mobilized by 10 o'clock and installed by noon, signal intersection lights at Queen and Black River. You know, they've got to adjust that as traffic volumes change with the fair and when the fair leaves. That we still have pay duty officers, you know, mid-afternoon to into the evening, because we know as, you know, the Derby comes out, there's a flood of cars. So we know that there could be issues there. So the in addition to the signals, we'll also have pay duty officers at key intersections.
Tonight, Dan is live on location at the fair between 4 and 7. Stop by and say hi. This year's theme is Blue Jeans and Country Dreams. Hundreds of runners, walkers, volunteers, and supporters came together to honor Detective Constable Rob Plunkett while raising $35,000 for Special Olympics Ontario. The money will help support athletes as they head to the Special Olympics National Games in Medicine Hat next week. Organizers say the spirit and community support on display this year has them looking forward to next year's event. York Region is reminding drivers to watch for cyclists as more spinners take to the streets this summer. Motorists should leave at least 1 meter of space when passing, check for cyclists before opening their doors, and use extra caution at intersections to help keep everyone safe. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.